Oh, yeah, it is. It's Thursday. That's right. You hear me, kids? Joe McKenzie, Porkchop, and intern Chloe, we're going to do something for the show. Okay.
Yes. Wow, you're very spry.
I'm not, like, legit. I'm trying to absorb the McKenzie vibes and be positive and not complain and whine and gripe. But my back, I went disc golfing again with Porkchop and our buddy Chad.
Did.
It feels fine, McKenzie, because I think I'm doing the side to side and loosening it because I'm really tight in my lower back.
Right.
That hurts like hell right now, though. And then I see you today. You're like, guys, I do not know if I can make it in today. I have a severe neck injury.
Guys, no, it's just, have you ever done that? You just either you reach for something weird or you just sleep on a real, because I slept, I had to sleep. In a long story short, I had to spend the night at my parents' house last night, so my little girl didn't have to get up at when I get up at 3:30 in the morning.
In the same bed with her parents.
No. But that I stayed at in their guest room, and the mattress is hard. Anyway, I turned weird, and I'm like, I have that like Frankenstein neck where you can go left, but it kills to go right.
How do you get rid of that? If you're listening right now, serious, because somebody has to know how to do that, because it lasts for days. 833.
Oh, gosh, don't say that. I'm trying to like massage it out myself. If anyone has a little spa, I'd love to come get a massage.
833-563-2539. If you have any suggestions, you know what I mean? Like you sleep funky and your neck's all kind of weird.
Yeah.
Maybe we can help out. Because that, at least for me, it lasts for days and I try to turn my head.
Right. I guess it usually just stretch it out and then it goes away by itself. But that's like not, it was weird because I was like, and I knew I did it, but it was like 1 a.m.
Like,
and then I was
do?
Like, just fell back asleep. I'm like, that's going to hurt in a few hours.
You're like, I'm going to try to sleep the opposite way and fix this.
But yeah, so our show is in pain today.
Porkchop, how you doing this morning? Yesterday you were drunk and wearing the same clothing, so are you different today?
Yeah, I'm not in pain. I actually feel pretty good. Like Joe mentioned, we did go disc golfing yesterday.
Cool.
And my gosh. You know, it's funny. Yesterday wasn't the worst I've done, but it was pretty darn bad.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I lost. I was frustrated. I mean, first of all, as we know, I only slept for like an hour the other day.
I'm surprised you didn't actually just go home and go to bed.
I know. So I was up for like...
Another bad decision. Continuing on.
I was up for like 48 hours. So we disc golfed. And I lost 2 of my favorite discs.
No!
Because, so like the course, there's this one hole where the lake is like right there in the middle of the course.
Yeah.
So I threw it and I thought it threw it fine, but nope. Splash, right in the lake. Lost 2 discs in a row. So that made me angry. And then like I was just so tired and like I did so bad. And so whatever.
He threw another one into like a river, and our buddy Chad had to go in there and grab it too.
How much are these discs? Like if you, because I'm thinking
15 to 20.
Oh really?
Right.
Because if you lose like a golf ball, it's like no big.
It's for like a set of 3 though. Maybe each one is like $12.99 individually.
They all depend. I would say anywhere, McKenzie, you could get a disc for disc golf between $5 and $25. It just depends. Like there's different ones. Like just like golf balls, you can get a cheaper one or the better ones, which don't make my shot any
the
better.
The Tough Light, Nike, whatever.
Exactly.
I will say Joe did lose one as well in the lake.
I did. It was bad. They were good shots. It just curved a bit. But I did really well. I had like 3 birdies yesterday.
Wow.
I sucked, but I was so good.
Is there
weird.
Like a league you guys can join? Because you guys pretty much play almost every day, I feel like.
I would like to.
I don't think Joe would be good enough for it. So, I mean, that says something about me. Like, I definitely wouldn't be good enough for it. These guys in the league, like, they hit par on every hole.
Yeah.
Like, Joe's close to that.
I bet they have, like, a fun rec league or something to do, though.
You guys should do that. That'd be cool.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You could have team shirts and the whole shebang bang.
I'm sure no one would want
sponsors.
Me.
We need sponsors.
Yes.
Bang. Bang can sponsor us.
That'd be cool.
Anyways, yeah, so that was the majority of my day. Then I went to bed and I slept very nicely last night and I feel great this morning. I'm sorry both of you don't.
Oh, I also went to this really cool, that bazaar yesterday. Chernoff, the 40th annual bazaar, and it was really cool. And I tried a cryofacial. You guys know how I like to do cryotherapy. So now there's this new technology you can do like cold, like a cryofacial. So ladies, you should definitely try that. There were such sweet cars there. There were Maseratis. There were Bentleys. I was like, I need to step up my game. It was pretty fun. It was great. But all the latest technology and like skincare and all the fun things that you can do.
I would love to have like a cryo back freezing thing. Maybe that would help with my, because it's just, it's really tight. My back, like my spine.
This is all week. When did yours start?
Oh, this has been going on for a while though. I had it like 3 months ago. I got out of bed. I sneezed. And then I had to go to therapy for like a month or two. I healed it. I tightened up my back and
so
my core.
So it was actually a sneeze that did it?
Yeah. Mackenzie, like, I'm getting out of bed. Not going to tell you if I was naked or in underwear. But either way. Going to the bathroom, achoo, back went out.
Oh, man.
Like I lifted a million pounds.
That's how it happens, though.
Hey, good morning. Who's this?
This is Allie.
Hey, can you help out Mackenzie? Her neck, it legit is like Frankenstein.
Yes, Allie, help. SOS.
I'm really sorry. I didn't call for that. I can't really help you. I just wanted to say good morning and hi.
Well, that makes my back happy. That you're my neck happy. Well, All of our parts happy.
I have like a heating pad. I put that on my neck and back, and that might help you if you have one of those. Plug it in.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. They won't let me put that in studio because they always think it's going to cause a fire, but when I get home.
Sorry, I want this place to burn down.
You should do that, yes. I used to drive to work, and I had a 7-minute drive, so I didn't get to listen to you guys much. And now I have a 35-minute drive, so I just wanted to say good morning.
Yay!
I love listening to you guys.
Allie, you are our first call of the day.
Thank you, yes. I love hearing you guys, so thanks for everything.
Love you more. That's awesome.
Sweet. And off the air, she told me happy belated birthday.
Aww, Allie, you're a sweetheart.
We're hugging you through the phone right now.
What?
We're hugging you through the phone right now with your permission.
With your permission.
Yes. Well, thank you. I'm glad. I've always wanted to say hi. So, have a good day.
Thank you.
So sweet.
You too. Have a good one. Thank you so much for kicking off of the show. Hey, you can call in and say hi or whatever you'd like. Or if you're a masseuse and you want to, you know, work on your business and help out me, then Mackenzie.
Yes. Or Mackenzie, then Joe.
Either way.
Call us. We'll pop in this afternoon.
Or you can come to the studio, 833-563-2539. Come on, let's get this done.
Oh my gosh, please.
Mackenzie, what's coming up in the garbage?
Well, she's spunky, the modern day Mrs. Doubtfire, some may say. Is she going away forever? Plus, The Rock does something really cool for a 100-year-old fan.
Hey, if you're listening in Indy on Radio Now 100.9, in less than 5 minutes, we're going to have your chance to win Billie Eilish tickets.
Ooh, yes.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
There's nothing I love more when old actors or older people give advice to young people because they've really lived. Well, the Fonz, Henry Winkler, was talking to Jimmy Fallon, and he gave some advice to young actors.
So I would say be honest about your talent, train your talent, work, even if it is in the basement of your church or synagogue.
Yeah.
Keep your motor going. Be very tenacious. Be grateful. And then when the time is right, walk out your front door because there is a place for you that, like there was a place for me. I am living proof.
Wow. That is fantastic.
Isn't that so cool? He's 73 years old. His Barry, his new like show, his new project has gotten huge success. He also just did a new kids book, Alien Superstar. So that's kind of fun, and it taps into like his Hollywood history. Hey, he said he based the Fonz, his character, on Sylvester Stallone.
Really?
Hey, yeah, exactly.
Yo, Adrian.
He was such a stud back in the day.
You're telling me.
Well, Dr. Drew. Now he says he has never actually treated Aaron Carter, but says this is a meltdown awaiting.
I don't know Aaron. I have no business commenting on what's going on. He put this face tattoo on. Immediately, that reminded me of Brittany when she shaved her head. It's the same behavior, same probably kind of condition he's in as she was then. And let's just, you know, in terms of trying to understand what Aaron might need, I mean, Brittany has needed an extended conservatorship to manage her mental illness. So it's probably that kind of thing we're dealing with.
So he also says Aaron should definitely be in the hospital right now. And he's about ready to go berserk.
I really feel bad for that guy. I wish he could get some help because something is going on there.
Yes, he's either schizophrenic. He has lots of, he's bipolar. He's allegedly, he has all these diagnoses. He's very, very intelligent and very, talented. It's just he seems
tortured. Like something is, and he's probably been there for a while, bubbling up.
So hopefully he gets the help he needs. And of course, when anyone gets a face tattoo, you question, are they okay? So of course,
unless your name's Post Malone, then hey, that's totally cool.
Or Mike Tyson, I guess. But we're pulling for you, Aaron Carter. Well, Tyler Perry is saying Madea is going away.
The only reason to do it even then was for what it was doing for the people, bringing joy and laughter and lifting people. Stay that course. So as long as it's doing that, it had its purpose and its power. When it stops doing that, then it's gone for good. But as for right now, I'm done. So we'll see. We'll see.
We'll see. We'll see. Tyler says he plans to retire Madea at the end of this year, which isn't that far, just a few months away. Says she has served her purpose.
Yeah. Aww. Well, check his bank account.
Yeah, exactly.
He's done a great job.
Absolutely. And Dwayne The Rock Johnson, as if we needed one more reason to love him, he serenaded a 100-year-old fan.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday
Dear Marie Grover, who turns 100 years old today, wow. And I'm so honored that she's my fan. Happy birthday to you.
Oh my God, she sounds like the Jugger.
Her name is Marie Grover. She's from Philly and obviously got a kick out of The Rock. What a cool dude. Happy 100th birthday to Marie.
That's amazing. Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. This little kid, could you imagine, lost everything in a house fire. When he came back to school, his classmates had the ultimate surprise for him waiting right there in the classroom. That's coming up next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Happy Thursday. So glad you're here. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Girl on Vacation. Should be back tomorrow. Producer Pork Chop. And we got intern Chloe in the house today. This is such an awesome story about a kid going through something, but having an amazing support structure. And that is actually all of his classmates. An 8-year-old boy in Tennessee lost all of his toys in a house fire. Obviously other things too, but when you're a young kid, like, those things kind of mean a lot to you.
Of course.
You know, as an adult, it's like, Joe, get over it. You'll get new video games. It'll be okay. But as a kid, that really means a lot. So his classmates held a toy drive for him. A fire destroyed the boy's home in September, and the family lost nearly everything in that blaze. His third grade classmates held the toy drive for him. The teacher then had the boy run an errand. You know, hey, can you go down there to the principal's office and get something for me? When he came back, the toys were out on all the desks. The boy was surprised and was so touched, saying the feeling left him crying happy tears with the feelings of joys in his stomach. And
I love this.
Listen to the reaction when he comes back from running that errand.
That makes me so happy.
It is such a great story. Hey, I'm going to put the video up online at RadioNowIndy.com and RadioNowHouston.com. So whether you're listening in Indy or Houston, you can see that. But what an awesome thing for that little kid.
Absolutely.
It doesn't make up for all the other things that are lost, but at least he'll feel like, I guess, kind of a normal kid having those toys. Coming up next, Joe's Need to Know News. A dive bar is donating $14,000 to help with the Hurricane Dorian relief, but the way they're doing it is really cool. And what happens when you're wearing zombie makeup and you have to go to the emergency room?
You freak everybody out.
Yeah, you do. Not a good situation. The Joe's Need to Know News is coming up. Then after that, we got your song of the day. Don't go anywhere. Morning show. All right. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. A dive bar in Florida donated $14,000 from their walls. You know how people put money up there? They're doing it to help Hurricane Dorian relief in the Bahamas. For years, it's been a custom for bar goers to staple a dollar bill under the walls of the Siesta Key Oyster Bar.
Yes, I love places like this.
Over the past few months, the bar staff has been carefully peeling the money from the walls to donate it to the hurricane relief efforts in the Bahamas. I think that's awesome. And by the way, 14 grand.
Yes.
That's a lot of money.
I wonder how many people have been there and like thought about just trying to peel off a few dollars for
themselves. I just need $5 more for that margarita.
Yeah.
A professional dancer caused a scare at a hospital. This happened in Royal Oak, Michigan, when she showed up wearing zombie makeup. Her look put the hospital on high alert. She was getting makeup done for a Halloween marketing campaign. She said, "It literally just shot up to my brain and it just caused a really bad reaction." She was rushed to the hospital.
The makeup caused the reaction?
I guess that's what she's saying, but she was still wearing the makeup. The hospital said, "Let's get her back to the trauma area now. She's probably going into shock. She's not making any sense," because they had, like, it looked like her face had been eaten by a zombie, kind of.
Yeah.
So, like, her nose and her mouth is, like, all sorts of funky. The woman said she just assumed they could see that it was fake. Like, that wasn't the problem. But they didn't know. Hospital spokesperson not too happy with the statement that came out. They said, "The emergency room is not a place for fun and games. They see many patients with severe medical issues where their lives are at stake. Doctors need to be able to focus on the patients with true emergencies."
Of course. That would be so creepy, though. Could you imagine someone rolling in with all that?
Oh, yeah. I'm sitting in there and, like, I got, like, a broken arm. I'm like, I'm getting out of here. It ain't that bad.
Did you watch Walking Dead?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Even though it got worse towards the end, I love Walking Dead.
Same, but I would always get eked out just by all the zombies.
An annual study found drive-thrus are 21 seconds slower this year than they were last year, an average of 4 minutes and 15 seconds from start to finish. Out of all the change they looked at, Dunkin' Donuts was the fastest, and it used to be fast, but now I agree it's the slowest. Chick-fil-A. Mm. It's always usually a good experience, but I don't know. The Chick-fil-A I go to just gets slower and slower.
Really? I just appreciate a very efficient drive-thru. And happy people that are like on it.
There's one place, I won't name them, but I go there. And well, actually, the one I like to go to is closed down because they failed a health inspection. So I hope they get that fixed.
Uh-oh.
But you know it's going to be 10 minutes. And it's not that hard. They're making like a burger.
Yeah.
But it always takes like a day and a half for that to come out.
But you keep going and it's worth it?
Occasionally, yes. I'm not going back to that same one, though, I don't think, because they failed a health inspection.
Yeah, don't go to that one.
They've been shut down for about a month now. A couple of special days as we wrap up Joe's Need to Know News. Today is National Boyfriend Day. I knew I shouldn't have done this. You want to give a shout out to a boyfriend?
Not at the moment.
Okay, Pork Chop, do you have a boyfriend?
No, I do not.
All right, intern Chloe, you got to talk right into the mic. Maybe it'll work. Do you have a boyfriend?
Yes, I do.
Yes, she does. Intern Chloe, she's so lovely. Listen to her accent.
Do you want to shout out your boyfriend?
Nick.
Nick.
Sorry, Nick. The microphone doesn't work.
Here, hop on Pork Chops. Here, Chloe, come here. Give a proper shout out to your boyfriend.
Happy Boyfriend Day to Nick.
Yay.
Now, what are you doing for your boyfriend? You going to wine and dine him and treat him?
Probably just going to get him some snacks or something.
What a good girl. Hey, what do you love most about Nick?
Oh, he's really sweet, and he, like, makes me laugh all the time, so.
Aww. Oh, look, she's, like, talking about him, and her little face is all lighting up.
Is there a proposal in the future? Are you guys going to get married, do you think?
Oh, we've only been dating for, like, three months now.
Oh, it's time. Nick, pop the question. She won't see it coming today.
You're in that it's new, and it's so cute and fun. And, I want to meet Nick. You got to bring him in sometime. We'll do, like, a fun game with you guys.
Okay, we could totally do that.
Yes.
And today is also Mean Girls Day.
Boo, you whore.
Yeah. I mean, also because it is October 3rd.
On October 3rd, he asked me what day it was.
It's October 3rd.
This is my movie. This is my fave. I got to watch this today.
You can't sit with us!
Okay, fine. I understand that.
I have this theory that if you cut all her hair off, she'd look like a British man.
Yeah, I know you told me that one before.
That's about Liv the Web Girl, because honestly, when she puts on a hat and like has it down, you might think it's a dude.
Aww, so fetch.
Poor chap, you're not even saying anything, but you know it's true. You know it's true.
Yeah.
Shout out to Liv the Web Man, wherever you are today. That is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it out at RadioNowIndy.com or RadioNowHouston.com. Song of the day, it's coming up next. What?
You're just funny.
Okay.
I just like you. You're funny.
Why do I feel like funny doesn't mean funny? All right, coming up next, we got Song of the Day. And guess what? It's a throwback Thursday. Who's got the best song? Your vote gets to decide. Porkchop's been on a hot streak. Sure, he's been pandering to you. But will it continue? Will he have 3 days in a row? We'll find out next. Song of the day on a Thursday, TBT.
TBT, it's a throwback, baby.
Throwback Thursday, today's category, as sung by the wonderful Mackenzie there, is Throwback Thursday song, so it's pretty much wide open. I will give you my first selection, and then we'll go through the rest of the show, and then you get to vote at 52140 what song you would like to be played, because it's the best Throwback Thursday song selection. This was for another category, I don't know what it was, but I was like, you know what? This is a really good song. I forget who actually picked it. But ladies and gentlemen, the Latin sensation, can we give it up one time for Ricky Martin?
Upside, inside out, living la vida loca.
You need this. Sorry.
You are just a closet Ricky Martin fan.
Oh, I'm in the closet for a lot of things, and Ricky Martin is certainly one of them. All right, moving on to Mackenzie, what is your Throwback Thursday song?
Well, I think it's time we get a little sexy up in here. My throwback song is Miss Britney Spears with I'm a Slave for You.
I'm not trying to hide.
so sexy, damn, so hot. Damn. Everyone loved that snake, that performance. So vote for Britney. I'm a slave for you.
All right.
We'll do the dance in the studio.
Porkchop, what song do you got for Throwback Thursday?
So I was in high school. It was 2005. And we had taken a trip to Disney World or Disneyland, the one that's in Florida.
Disney World.
Yes. And it was, we had to wake up at like 7 a.m. to get ready to go. And we were in the hotel room. It was me and four of my friends. We were all sleeping. And the alarm clock went off, and it was a radio alarm. And it wasn't like a beep beep. It was actually the radio. And the song that came on was Cascada, Every Time We Touch, and we all were like, we're dead asleep, and then we all just woke up and started singing it, and it really like got our day going. So that's why I think it should be the throwback song today. Cause every time we touch, I get
this feeling, and every time it's a rave.
Are you still tripping on that pill you took? Are you?
No,
he
stop.
Just shushed
don't.
Us, by the way.
Yeah, don't talk over my songs. I've said that before. Anyways.
Whoa, well, now that it's sassy over. Sassy Bridges.
Are you still on that pill you took the other day? What's going on here?
I was going to say, no, could you imagine just like four like high school dudes like just waking up, like rocking out to that song? It's funny.
That's a very questionable scene right there, whatever's going on. Hey, here are your song selections for Throwback Thursday so you can get your vote on at 52140. Just text the word song to 52140. Livin' La Vida Loca by Ricky Martin. That's what I picked. Mackenzie had I'm a Slave for You by Britney Spears, and Pork Chop, bringing back those high school memories, Every Time We Touch by Cascada?
Cascada.
Oh, wow. I don't want to butcher that name. All right, song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. You get your vote on right now, and you decide what song we play next. Song of the day. Voting? That is over. It has closed and it is now time.
Whoa, that is over, sister.
Just gotta let you know, if you're not on the ball, nothing for you. Now, we've gotta see who is the winner today. The category was Throwback Thursday songs. And let's do a brief recap of what we're working with today. Myself, Joe, I went with little Ricky Martin, Livin' La Vida Loca. Upside, inside out. Livin' La Vida Loca. We had Mackenzie this morning who went with Britney Spears, I'm a Slave for You. I'm a slave for you. Ooh, okay. And Porkchop, who we've had people dispute this on Twitter saying it's Cascade. Porkchop says it's Cascade.
See, I always said Cascade or Cascade.
Cascada.
Cascada.
I'm very sure about that.
He's like... Ah, it's like a fine wine, Cascada.
That was actually the first radio tickets I've ever won in my life. I was in New York City, and I called the radio station, and I won tickets to see Cascada, but she canceled the show.
Oh, wah, wah. Same thing for Britney Spears. I wanted to go see Brit, got awesome seats. She canceled the show.
Cascada canceled on you.
Cascada.
Whatever. Because every time we touch, I get this feeling. Okay, we're done with that. All right, and the voting is coming in. Porkchop, what are the results for Song of the Day?
Coming in last place with 21% of the vote, Joe Pesh.
I don't believe that. How do you not want to shake your bonbon? Huh?
Aww.
Anybody?
Ricky
Sorry,
Martin.
Joe.
We love you, though.
I will say, I am ashamed that I did not win on Monday, because this week would have been my best chance to sweep the week without Liv the Web Girl here. No offense, I say that because I feel like I have a better shot at beating Joe and Mackenzie than when Liv is here.
Well, and it's...
Chances are better because there's only three.
Yeah. Hey, statistically.
Hey, math whiz, let me help you out with your calculations.
Thanks, Rosie.
Yeah, 25 to 3.3. Okay, carry the one.
Okay, I'm like math.
I think everyone else knows what I'm talking about. Because I usually come in first and Liv usually comes in second. That's what I was saying. So without Liv here, my chances
get
are...
Get to the
but
point!
But not today! Mackenzie's victorious. Is that what you're going to say?
Second place did get 35% of the vote. First place got 42% of the vote. Only separated by 7%. But who is it? Second place... Mackenzie.
I just don't believe this. I do not believe Cascada.
I don't know
Cascada.
How you
do that. Britney Spears.
Y'all are tripping.
Guys,
Britney
respect.
Spears, did Cascada get invited to perform at the MTV VMA
did
Awards?
Did Cascada shave her head?
A, this is a good song, and B, it's the
this
way.
This is rigged.
And B, it's
it
the,
is, Mackenzie. I'm glad you caught
day,
on.
The other day, Sean Paul won like over the one of the biggest hits ever.
And B, it's the way I sell it.
I think this
I
is
told
getting
the story
boring.
About me and my
I agree.
Y'all are tripping. Play the song. It's
we
good.
We got a snake salesman over here.
Come on, play
boring.
It.
Okay, well, everybody, I want to make sure I say it right.
Let's go.
Your winning song today for Throwback
Again.
Thursday is Cascade.
Is that part of the song?
That's a weird ending.
Is
hey.
That part of the song?
Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe Mackenzie, Live the Web
Star
Girl.
Star Choice Pork Chop.
Producer Pork Chop. Okay.
That was so good.
What
I am
was the
so...
end of that song? Are they riding away on like a moped?
Joe playing some dumb sounder, but that was such a good song. I'm so pumped up right now.
Was
yeah.
that you? Oh.
That was not me. No, I don't know yeah. what he's talking
Y'all
about.
Y'all are seriously tripping.
All right.
No, congratulations on your win.
Yeah, congrats.
That sounded so insincere.
I hope you have a cascade of a day.
Whatever.
I like that a dish detergent won.
You ain't gonna rain on my parade.
No one will rain on your parade. That's not. I don't even think that's the best Cascada song
Cascada.
Though.
Cascada.
But congratulations. I think that's funny. I think he should pick a song. I just think it's just interesting. There's like a streak happening with terrible songs.
Terrible songs.
What? I don't. What? Everyone like, voted for that song because like, it's the better song.
No, if you're listening right now, you probably like, yeah, it's amazing that these bad songs keep on winning. You're like, I know I didn't vote for that song.
Are you guys being serious right now?
Pork Chop, yes, these
we
are terrible
love
songs.
Pork Chop, and don't get me wrong, I know he's a fun, he's so much fun and people love to vote for him, but sometimes his song selections are dicey.
They're
at
just
best.
The worst.
What?
It'll be like a C-list artist beats like a number one smash hit, and he's like, guys, because it's the best choice.
Yeah, I DJ weddings, okay? I'm doing another one this weekend, and I get tips.
There's like, what was this one song that no one had heard of, like one over Michael Jackson or
yeah.
something? It's like, okay.
Well,
sure.
You could thank Breaking Neverland or Neverland something for that one.
Yeah.
See, these are all people calling and supporting your song.
they voted.
No, sure they didn't. All right. I feel like there's Russian collusion in this one.
I just don't think I'm going to... Well, I'll just put something random tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm ever going to win.
I'm just going to... I'm going to go with Cascade, too.
Okay, yeah, let's just all pick all Cascade.
We should all... Yeah, best Cascade song. What if there's no votes?
I call dibs on Evacuate the Dance Floor.
Dang it, girl, that was my song. Poor Chuck's like, I will murder them
all
both.
All Cascada all the time.
I'm going to go with Dawn tomorrow. I hear Dawn's got some great songs.
I like Miracle.
Cuts the grease.
That's a good
and
song.
Drops the beats.
Watch, I'll pick Miracle tomorrow and I'll win with that.
What?
Cascada Miracle?
Does everyone know that song?
No. Good morning. Hey, who's this?
Amy.
Amy, what were you calling for?
She's got my back.
I was calling to say that it was a very hard decision this morning and I love every song, especially Britney Spears, but I had to go with Pork Chop today because that song gives you life.
Thank
at
you.
7 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, exactly.
So are you familiar with the song Miracle by Cascada?
I'm not sure. I'm not going to lie.
Because Pork Chop feels that everyone should be.
Hey. That I don't know. But
thanks, girl.
You're telling me you picked that song over Upside Inside Out. Living La Vida Loca.
Definitely the hardest choice. This was, if they were individually with other songs, I would have picked every single one of them.
No, we're glad you, thank you so much for voting in the first place. And we're glad that it was a tough decision for you.
Yeah, right.
That's good.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Mike.
Mike.
I just wanted to say the Cascada song is a banger. I love that song.
Thank
every time
you.
It comes on, I just get pumped.
Oh, and that's like very manly of you to admit that, Cascada, because that's kind of like a
and yeah, and that
a lady
was part
jam
of myself
typically.
Too.
That was a youth group song. Like we used to play that, and all the youth group guys, which is so nuts. So
well, guess what? I'm choosing Cascada, Evacuate the Dance Floor tomorrow, and Joe also is picking Cascada.
Yeah, I don't even know what song I'm picking, but if it's by Cascade, I know it's
How
going
do you
to
choose
win.
So many hits.
Yeah, like today wasn't even close.
Yeah, no doubt, right? All right, well, be careful, because tomorrow we're going to evacuate the dance floor.
Does Cascada have a Vegas residency?
I don't know, but Pork Chop would be there. Hey, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning, Jasmine. How are you?
Good, hey, Jasmine. We're just trying to figure out how the heck Pork Chop won with Cascade today.
I was wondering the same exact thing.
But thank you, Jasmine.
I feel like she's going to say she listened to the song and she got pumped up. Am I right, Jasmine?
No, I want to win. I wanted Ricky Martin to win.
Okay.
Yes!
All right, well, I feel like subliminally...
How could you win over Ricky Martin?
That's the question! Jasmine, Britney Spears!
Jasmine, do you think this is rigged? Be honest. Pork Chop, do you think he has the votes in his pocket?
I think so, because he always wins with these weird songs that
right?
I've never heard.
That, thank you. I thought I was on the Twilight Zone, like in the Twilight Zone.
I want to explain something.
How can you win over Michael Jackson? Come on now.
Exactly.
The voice
of reason.
The point of Song of the Day is to not just pick the best song. It's picking the jock meaning Joe, McKenzie, or me, who sells the best as well. So maybe I just have the best sales.
Or maybe you have all your friends voting for you at this time.
Like a radio, like a DJ doing, hey, this song by Ricky Martin's going to make you hot. It's going to make you sweat.
I told the story about how me and my friends, we woke up in the hotel room, and that's true, and it just was a jam.
Can I be honest? That made me feel a little awkward, and I didn't want to vote for that. I don't know what was going
on
in that hotel
room. But Jasmine, thank you for that, because I thought I was taking crazy pills over here, because just we love Chops, and we want him to win.
No, we don't.
But not every single day consecutively with very questionable songs. Once in a while, he has a banger, like yesterday, Gangster's Paradise.
That should have won. Hey,
but today, questionable.
Who is this? Who are we talking to? What's your name?
Lacey.
Lacey, what do you think about Cascade winning today?
I agree with him.
With Pork Chop?
Yep.
Thank you. It's a banger, dude. I was in a good mood until you ran on my parade, but...
No one's raining on your parade.
We might have to play the song again to pump me back up.
Oh, no, we're not playing it back to back.
We'll get... Tomorrow, we're doing Cascade again.
Yeah, it's
so
a Cascade Friday. Hey, good morning. Who's this?
This is Donna.
Donna, we'll wrap things up with you. Obviously, Pork Chop the winner today for Throwback Thursday. He had Cascade. It's our song of the day. What do you think of that?
I voted for Pork Chop.
Thank you.
Let me tell you. I have to say, I hate Britney Spears. Sorry, but when she's talking about being a slave, listen, I am all for powerful women, and I am not a slave. Second of all, Ricky Martin, Shake Your Bum Bum. Honey, there's better songs than that. I mean, come on. There's better songs to dance to. So, yeah.
If you want to get your day started,
let's play some Cascade.
We'll listen again tomorrow because we will definitely be playing. It's Cascade Friday.
It's a Cascade Friday!
Maybe we can get her on the show because I'm sure she's not doing much else.
I mean, you might be right about that, but the song
Pork
is
Chop. I think Ricky Martin, Britney Spears, probably doing something else.
Pork Chop, can you get Cascade on or no?
Yeah, can you?
I'll do it.
Honestly, if you could, that would be so awesome.
That would be amazing. Tell her we're dedicating all Friday
to her. No, I would not put her on with you guys because you're going to bash her.
No way. We love her now.
Oh, shut. Okay. What's coming up?
Please don't talk that way to Mackenzie.
Yeah. What's coming up in the garbage?
He has changed. Cascade.
I know. He's really mean today.
You need to cascade that mouth.
I'm mean today.
I like you drunk on your birthday better.
Yeah,
I liked yesterday.
Too.
I like the day after your birthday.
Even if you smelled like D, I could handle that.
Oh, my gosh.
Mackenzie.
Moving on.
What's coming up in the garbage?
What Angelina says she was forced into Cascade. Plus, Kylie and Travis just split. Who she was spotted with.
All right, I really can't play the whole song, but here you go. It's Post Malone Goodbye. That song should have been played. But if you guys like Cascade, so be it.
Tomorrow, you get more.
Cascade Friday. By the way, if you're tuning in, we have made an official declaration or decision. Tomorrow when we do Song of the Day, we do it around 6:55, 5:55. It's just been dragging on because we had a questionable win with Pork Chop when he chose Cascade. His song Cascade, Every Time We Touch was the winner. Tomorrow it will be a Cascade Friday. That is the theme for Song of the Day. And it's going to be simple. It's going to be Pork Chop versus Mackenzie, Joe, and Liv. We're going to have one song combined, and you're going to have one song.
I'm telling you, mine's going to win. I'm listening to it right now, and I'm like, like rocking out.
And for everyone who thinks we pick on Chops, we do not. We love Chops, but here's the thing. He is the one that seriously takes the show seriously.
He has a spreadsheet with like how it peaked on the charts.
He'll take 2 hours to pick a song. If I pick something, he's like, my cat died. Like, he is the dictator in the studio. So don't feel bad for little Chops.
I know. Everybody's calling like, you guys are so mean. Joe's so uptight.
How about this? Should I put the text votes on right now and let people vote for 24 hours?
No.
Chops will be like, an I won, sing a song and laugh. Like, he's kind of a bad winner because he wins all the time. So don't feel bad for Chops. That's why we give him a hard
Miracle
time.
Miracle is going to beat Evacuate the Dance Floor tomorrow. I'm telling you.
We don't care because it's all Cascada all the
can
time,
can you turn
baby.
It? Listen, I can hear it. Listen to just his headphones.
I'm rocking out. You can hear it in my headphones? Dude, that's a jam.
All right, Mackenzie, are you ready to do something semi-professional?
I certainly am.
All right, here we go.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Well, Eddie Murphy, we are super pumped. He's making that Coming to America sequel. And get this, now he is also going to make another Beverly Hills Cop 4.
Detective Foley, we appreciate your assistance. But in the future, if you want to practice law enforcement, I would prefer you did it in Detroit.
I understand, sir. I'm sorry. But before I go, I just want you two to know something, all right? That the super cop story was working, and you guys just messed it up. I'm trying to figure you guys out, but I haven't yet. But it's cool. It's a perfectly good lie, and it's all right.
This is going to be awesome. Axl Rose will be back. And so basically, what we're going to do, or Axl Foley, just Axl Rose. Axl Foley will be back. So
I was like, I love Axl Rose.
So Coming to America started filming in Atlanta, and that's going to drop for us December 2020. And then he's going to get to work on Beverly Hills Cop 4. So
Dope.
He is busy. Another busy man, Will Smith, has unveiled the Fresh Prince Bel-Air's themed clothing line. What? Now, this has taken so long, but the new clothing line, Bel Air Athletics, is coming in hot. It'll be definitely Fresh Prince themed, inspired. It'll have t-shirts, sweatshirts, athletic gear, accessories, duffel bags, phone cases, you name it. Even a paisley print basketball. Would you guys rock this stuff?
If they make it in 3X.
Okay.
They better make it in big guy size.
Fair enough. This is interesting that he's doing this now, but it's got a cool retro feel, I guess, right?
Because it's all going to make the money, man. I think he's a genius.
Heck yeah. Well, Kylie Jenner, also a genius, of course. She's a young billionaire. Get this. So she just ended things. We got the news that she and Travis Scott have split. At least they're taking a break. She was just spotted with her ex-boyfriend, Tyga, in a recording studio in a hotel. What?
It's just unnecessary negativity. I feel like I'm in a relationship with the world sometimes.
You know what? That's actually Porkchop talking about losing or winning with Cascade.
Cascade. Well, here's the thing. Tyga, Kylie, they've remained friends. So, of course, people are freaking out about them being spotted together. Who knows if it was friendly? Who knows if they still have sparks between them? I will keep you posted. But that's certainly juicy stuff. Also juicy, Angelina Jolie says she will never, ever get married again. And she said that Brad Pitt pressured her to tie the knot. And here's Angie talking about what she would have told herself in her younger days.
You have to make all the mistakes. You have to go through everything. You have to just, because everything somehow leads to something else, and it's you. So I would just, like, hang on.
So she says she never wanted to get married. Brad Pitt wanted to, and then kind of pressured it into it and said yes. But I was thinking, there's nowhere to go but downhill from Brad Pitt. So Angie's got the right idea. Like, everyone else will be a downgrade.
Well, I mean,
pretty much.
Thanks for insulting me and Porkchop. We're just sitting here trying our best.
Love you.
Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Coming up next, we got group therapy, and we're going to be talking to Claudia. What's going on with that, Mackenzie?
Oh, so she is so darling, and she's just really struggling with the same thing a lot of women struggle with, infertility. And she wants to put it out there, and she wants some words of wisdom, some advice. She's really struggling, and I think we can definitely help her out.
All right, cool. It's coming up next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Group therapy. If you would ever like to be on it here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show, you can, of course, call us up 833-563-2222. 2539. It's a great way to do that. Also on Instagram, if you follow us, it's Radio Now AM Show. Just send us a direct message. Say, hey, I'd like to do something for group therapy, and we will definitely get in touch with you. And you can always remain anonymous if that's what you'd like to do. Let's say good morning to Claudia. Hey, thank you so much for reaching out and coming on today for group therapy. What can we help you out with, Claudia?
Hey, guys. All right, well, I just need your help. I'm really struggling here, and I have been for a while. My husband and I have been trying for a baby for 2 years, and we're about to start in vitro, and we have been arguing, like, nonstop because it's just super expensive and stressful. Mm. Plus, all the shots are just kind of freaking me out. So I guess I would love advice from other women going through the treatments because I'm just scared and I'm anxious about it all.
Bless your heart. And that is so common. If I go out with, I'd say, a group of girls, say there's like 4 or 5, I would guarantee there's 1 or 2 in the group going through the exact same thing. So it's very common. And it kind of helps to get advice from other women that are going through it or have gone through it to kind of get the nitty gritty of what you can expect. So absolutely, I'm sure we can help you out.
Yeah, the number is 833-563-2539. And it affects a lot of people. I didn't even realize. I have friends in Indy. I have friends when I used to live in a city called Evansville, Indiana. Just different travels. And I'm sure I have friends where I'm from in Michigan that did that. But I didn't know about it. But and their cases are both different. Like they couldn't conceive. Like here's a weird thing. They couldn't conceive. They tried for I think 3 years, so a little bit longer than you, Claudia. You and your husband have been trying to do. They adopted a baby, and guess what happened?
Then they got pregnant.
They got pregnant.
Always. Thomas Rhett, a famous country singer, same thing. They adopted a baby and then she got pregnant. That does happen. But so tell us about your decision to do in vitro, because I know it is expensive. It can be stressful. There's a lot that goes into it. And once you're committed, you're committed. So was your husband on board initially?
We've always talked about having kids and from trying for so long, you know, that conversation started up and he didn't know much about it. So we were just kind of talking about it and, you know, he got on board. It wasn't that he was against it. I just think he wasn't, you know, very knowledgeable on the subject. So now it's just, I guess we didn't talk about it enough. We both just didn't know how hard it was going to be, basically. Yeah.
Are you guys having any actual issues as far as, like, you two trying to deal with this? Because I know sometimes it's nobody's fault, but I know sometimes this, the situation in itself, plus financially, that's a whole nother thing.
Yeah.
It costs a lot of money to try to conceive a baby.
Yeah, it's been a struggle. It's just so expensive. So that's one of the things we argue about because, you know, just the stress just piles on and money is just one of those things that as much as you don't want to put an emphasis on, it does become a thing. So unfortunately, it is weighing on us.
All right, 833-563-2539. If you need to be too anonymous, maybe you don't feel comfortable talking about this with your name out there, you can be anonymous. That's fine. Just tell Pork Chop when you get on the phone. Claudia, we're going to get somebody else right now, actually, that you can talk to, and we'll take more calls. Justin, hey, you're on with Claudia for group therapy. What's going on?
Not a whole lot. Claudia, if the expense of in vitro and it's causing a lot of anxiety due to the shots and your hormone, you know, all that stuff, have you considered adoption? I am getting ready to go into another international adoption.
Aww.
And my son is the... Behind marrying my wife is the best thing that has ever happened to me in my life.
What's his name?
Ryland.
Ryland, and where? Like, tell us about the process.
We adopted him from China. It was about 11 months in total. There's a lot of paperwork involved. The main reason why we went international is because it is very difficult to get matched here in the United States because the United States is all about reunification, which is fine. And the majority of the time when
you are selected, it's an open adoption, which means that the biological parents are still involved.
So from the time you guys decided to adopt to the time you got your son, how long was that?
11 months.
Aww. And you're going to adopt again. That's amazing.
Yes, we are.
Hey, Justin, thank you for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539. Claudia, can you hang on? Because I want to see if we can get some more calls and other people to offer some help
just
for what you're going through.
Yeah, some people that have been through in vitro or have thought about it, you know, just kind of the type of things she should be ready for, look out for, because it's emotional. There's so many... from talking to my girlfriends, I never went through it, but there's so many things you need to be prepared for and ready for, especially within your relationship. So if anyone can offer any advice to Claudia, that would be so wonderful.
Can you hang on, Claudia?
Yes, yeah, thank you.
All right, cool. 833-563-2539. If you'd be willing to call in, you could make a big difference this morning here for Claudia on Group Therapy. Group therapy going on right now here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop. Even got intern Chloe in the house today. And we are talking to Claudia, who has been trying to conceive a child with her and her husband for the past 2 years, been struggling, and now they're about to go down the road, which a lot of people have went down, and that is IVF. And any advice that you could give her, Claudia is actually on the phone, so she's here to talk to you. We'd appreciate it. 833-563-2539. I also threw this up on our Facebook pages for both stations we're on. It's Radio Now 100.9 or Radio Now Houston. If you could drop a comment, we'll direct Claudia to that too, and maybe you guys can talk to each other. Let's go to Susan this morning. Hey, Susan, you're on with Claudia. What would you want to say?
Hi, Claudia. I just wanted to say that, you know, they're right. There's a lot of women that have struggled with fertility. My husband and I struggled for 5 years, and I think I went through every medical procedure, multiple appointments, the frustration and disappointment mounting year after year. I wish I would have bought stock in pregnancy tests for how many I took just to be disappointed after.
Aww.
And we went through IVF, and we were really lucky that the first time we were successful and conceived twins, a boy and a girl.
What are their names?
Noah and Madison.
Beautiful. How old are they now?
They are 7.
Wow. So you're busy.
We are. I was told I would never conceive naturally, and then 4 years ago, I had a surprise baby. We did try in vitro again after, and we were unsuccessful. And the best thing that I can say is try to just stay as positive as possible. The shots are overwhelming. The schedule is overwhelming. But I think a lot of the mental positivity really helps that process. Some people, I did, what is it, where you put the needles inside of you, to calm you down.
Acupuncture, so, right?
Yeah, so I did do acupuncture the first time through to help, you know, and our IVF team was really supportive of that process. Again, trying to keep the positivity, trying to keep as calm as possible because you have so much hope going on, and your emotions just go up and down. So I just wanted to say, you know, good luck. Keep positive no matter what happens. Don't give up. When it's meant to be, it will all connect.
Aw, that's such great advice. And congratulations, your beautiful family. I love to hear that.
Thank you for calling in this morning. We really appreciate it. 833-563-2539. Claudia, we got a bunch more people I want to get to. Let's go to Chrissy. Hey, Chrissy, thank you for calling in. What do you want to tell Claudia, who's starting to go through IVF with her husband?
Morning. Hey, Claudia. I just wanted to tell you, so I just actually got done with in vitro. Unfortunately, it was unsuccessful this time, but I plan on doing it again here in a couple months. And I just wanted to tell you the fighting with your spouse is absolutely normal. So I've been going through infertility treatments for 3 years, and it seems like every time we are going through that process, we are at each other's throats.
Mm.
I think it's just we don't consider, you know, all the stress that's on the guy as well. But one piece of advice for you is there are so many support groups on Facebook for women that are going through the same thing. And they will have, you know, videos showing you how to do your shots. And that has really just been a lifesaver for me throughout this whole process is having a group of girls that are going through the same thing.
Do typically the guys give, I mean, they administer the shots, so they're probably nervous too because they don't want to mess this up, right?
Yeah, my guy wouldn't give me the shot.
Oh, he wouldn't do it? You're like, practice on an orange. Okay.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah, those Facebook groups, they absolutely just
saved me going through this process.
Wow, Christy, hey, thank you for calling in and sharing that. We appreciate it. All right, let's go to Amber this morning. Amber, thank you for calling in. You're also on with Claudia for group therapy.
Hey, Claudia. So I agree with everyone who's already speaking. Stay positive. I also did acupuncture. I did IVF last year, and I have a 10-month-old baby girl.
Oh, awesome. Congratulations. What's her name?
Thank you. Kylan.
Oh, beautiful. I love that.
Thank you. But as going back to the finances, one, you guys really have to be a team, especially when you're doing those shots. You've got to have support around you. Your hormones are just going to go nuts. But for finances, I really recommend if you've already visited a clinic or going to multiple clinics, asking them to see if you qualify for any IVF studies. Sometimes you can get major discounts if you do qualify and get IVF for, you know, a couple thousand dollars, you know, five or under versus, you know, 18 to 20.
Wow, that's a great idea, Amber.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Hey, thank you for calling in. All right, Claudia, we got one more person. And once again, I want to remind everybody, Facebook is a great way that you can do that. Or DM us, Radio Now AM Show, if you don't want it publicly there. But Radio Now 100.9 or Radio Now Houston to get in your comment. Eileen, hey, you're on with Claudia. Any advice or anything you want to share with her? She and her husband have been trying for 2 years to conceive a child, and they haven't been able to. So now they're going to try doing IVF. And it's a scary process.
Hi. So pretty much I had a boyfriend when I was way younger, and we were trying for like 3 years to have a baby, and I ended up getting pregnant, but then I lost that baby. So then I just kind of gave up trying, saying I'm never going to have a baby. Then I got with my now husband, and we were trying for about a year, and then he proposed to me, and pretty much the night he proposed to me, we got pregnant.
Wow. Some magic happening.
Yeah, so pretty much I'd say because we were gonna go do IVF, but then that happened. So pretty much never give up on natural. Of course, if it's not working, get IVF.
Okay.
But it's pretty scary. I went to a couple clinics about it, and they said that there was a lot of paperwork and all that kind of stuff.
Just one thing at a time. Stay positive. Thank you guys for the great advice.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Claudia, we hope that this at least gave you a little reassurance or maybe somewhere to go and start. Sounds like there's a lot of support groups online, including Facebook, that you might be able to turn to help out.
And so many people I love and girlfriends are going through the exact same thing. So if you're fighting with your significant other, it is totally normal. But just remember, you love each other. You got each other's back. And all these people, I mean, the good majority have beautiful babies. So keep us updated. We want to follow your journey, okay?
Great, yes, thank you so much.
All right, cool. If you want to be on a future episode of Group Therapy, call us anytime, 833-563-2539, or hit us up in the DMs on our Instagram. It's Radio Now AM Show. Hey, can we get an update? I am wondering how things are going for you. At this time yesterday, we did the Box of Shame, and Mackenzie had to give out her phone number on the air.
That was rough. I didn't want you to do it. I actually thought you weren't going to make me do it, but then you did. I did change my number,
okay.
But we're going to reveal some of the cool voicemails I got, some of the messages.
Ooh.
A lot of them were awesome, and people were so cute and fun, so thanks for reaching out.
All right, we're going to get an update coming up next here on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. And then around 8:10, we got Joker movie passes. Okay, Mackenzie.
Yes, Joseph.
How are you doing? This time yesterday, we did the Box of Shame, and Mackenzie, the punishment you drew out, I didn't make you draw it out, was to give out your phone number on the air, and that was, it looked like an eventful day. You were getting phone calls and text messages all throughout the show.
First of all, I was not happy about it. I literally said I would have taken tic-tac-toe face. To be honest, I just didn't want to have to go to the store and get a new number and do all the things, which I did do tomorrow or yesterday afternoon. But I got some really sweet messages. So everybody that did reach out, I'm sorry I didn't get to reply, but thank you for I got a lot of loving messages, which is really cool. I just obviously didn't want to have to change my number, which I did, but it happened. I took my punishment from the Box of Shame. I didn't think you were really going to do it, but you did.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
Thanks.
Poor child did the baby bird. We got to do what it says to do, right? Come on.
Yep, that's right.
Now, what are some of the messages that you can share with us? What are some things you got?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I got so many text messages. A lot of these are people, our listeners are hilarious, by the way. You guys are so funny. Okay, so one of them says, our high school bus driver plays your station, so now about 40-plus high schoolers have your number. You definitely need to change it, girl. we got some love from Waco, Texas. I absolutely love you. Sorry I had to text you. This one is so cute. Like, these are the ones I'm talking about. Hey, Mackenzie, I'm super sorry for taking your number down, but my 13-year-old son wanted me to take it down so he could text you because he has a crush on you. I have to drop him off at school. But he's been a fan, and they was talking about my little girl, Lucy. So that was, like, so sweet. People are dissing you, Joe.
Wait. People are dissing me? Why would you diss me?
You soft as creamed corn, saying that you would be able to protect yourself. Because that was the one thing I didn't want my number out there for safety. Because I don't know, I feel like people can track you down. And you're like, it's the same thing. But it's not, because you're a male and I'm a female. It's not exactly the same. There are some good ones. And then there were some really, really random ones. And then I got some interesting pictures, as you can imagine.
Did you get any D's?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, which I don't want those. Like, whoever sends me those, regardless, all the time, like, through whatever form, I pass. Send them. I'm not, take me off your roster. I don't want those.
Pork Chop's like, well, you can't send them to this number.
Send them to Chops. I'm not into that, and I never understand what men, they solicit, what kind of response do they want for that?
I don't know, like a heart emoji or something?
No. To be honest, I actually don't want them either.
You don't.
No, I don't. I mean,
he's like only the good.
Only if I have to turn the phone sideways, then I approve.
We got some funny voicemails though on there. It was cool.
All right, okay. This is the actual voicemails. All right, let's listen to the voicemails that everybody left Mackenzie yesterday when we gave out her number because she lost Dare Dyson. That was her punishment in the box of shame.
Love you,
Mackenzie. Immediately change your phone number. You don't supposed to give it out.
Hey, girl, you should just block all the numbers that come in. Good luck.
Sorry, Mackenzie. I had to call.
Hey, Mackenzie. Just want to tell you to have a nice day.
Watch you every day.
Hey, Mackenzie. I just want you to know that you should totally get back at these guys. That was a little too far. People can find you through your cell phone number. I think you should post their number to Instagram. Just wait. Patience is a virtue and revenge is delicious. Have a nice day.
Yes.
Hi, my name is NECA DK. We heard you back on the radio. Give us a call back.
Hi, so I just wanted to say I'm glad you guys gave out the phone number because remember the time that Pork Chop had to get baby bird fed? That was pretty gross. And also, Pork Chop, I was the one that said the picture looked nice of you. So, just want to say thank you, guys. Bye.
President Trump, I need your help. Call me back, dog.
I was just calling to see if it was the right number. I guess so. Shout out to Houston.
Woo-hoo!
All right.
Yes, I got a little mix, and that's just a sliver of the voicemails I got. So.
Yeah, I think some of them, the other ones, we probably could not play.
Yeah, so I changed my number. It's all good. But, hey, I did it. The box
so
of shame.
So if I say that your number is 317, no, just kidding. I won't do that
you
again.
You don't get to do it anymore. A lot of people were like, definitely. Oh, here's another. A few more text messages. Your hair smells delicious.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you. I also, let's see, I'm also going to keep my ears open for Joe's number, and I marked down all the digits of Pork Chops that I know so far.
Oh, no!
When I have their numbers, you can rest assured that their numbers will become public. And then the last one here just says, kill Joe.
Oh, my God. That's not funny. That is what you call a death threat?
Wow.
Yeah.
Intense.
Give me that number. Joker movie passes. That's what's up for grabs right now. All you have to do is make Mackenzie laugh the loudest. We actually have a decibel meter. Like, you know, when you go to like a sporting event and it shows how loud you're cheering. That's what we have, but it's a slightly smaller version. And we're doing it different because we used to do something called like Tickle Joe's Bone where people try to make me laugh. But Mackenzie, nobody could tickle my bone. Like, I would never, ever laugh.
And that makes me feel weird when you say it that way.
Oh, no. Tickle Joe's bone is totally not a weird thing to say.
It sounds weird. I'm easy laugh, so this shouldn't be that difficult. We do have the decibel reader, which is amazing. It's actually firing up right now. We're so high tech over here.
Let me know when it's warmed up so we can officially begin the game.
Okay. Pork Chop is running around.
It's warming up right now.
Oh, it's also... Is this Rosie?
Rosie helps. Anything mechanical, Rosie helps with.
Okay. Rosie's done enough work for the day. All right. Are we ready to begin?
The decimal reader is ready.
Rosie's our robot, if you've never heard her before.
Okay, let's get into it this morning and try to hook somebody up with a pair of Fandango movie passes to go see The Joker, starring Joaquin Phoenix. It's coming into theaters Friday, October 4th. We'll go to Jasmine, listening in Indy. What up, Jasmine? Are you ready to make Mackenzie laugh?
We can see.
All right, let's hear your joke. Hopefully you'll get a good loud, loud chuckle. Here we go.
Okay, how do you plan a space party?
How do you do a what-a?
How do you plan a space party?
How?
You plan it.
That's cute.
Oh,
no, that's cute. That's cute.
I'll put you on hold, but Jazz and I don't feel like you're going to be winning today. Let's go to Jamie, also listening.
Oh, my gosh.
In
what
Indy.
Was the decibel?
Oh, it was 95.4.
Okay.
Okay. Jamie, good morning. Hey, are you ready to make Mackenzie laugh? Because if you're the loudest one that makes her laugh, you will get those movie passes.
I am, absolutely.
All right, let's hear your joke.
Hey, Mackenzie, you know what? I really hate people who take drugs. DEA is the worst.
No. No, that's cute. All these are good.
Why do I not? What does that mean? I don't get it. Like, what's DA mean?
Oh, meet DEA. That's the drug enforcing the police. Okay.
Oh, okay.
No,
okay.
No wonder no one can tickle your funny or whatever.
Tickle Joe's bone.
No.
Come on.
That was.
I don't wanna.
81.6.
Oh, so okay. That was
oh,
lower?
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was lower.
Okay.
Okay, so far Jasmine is
I'm
the
I'm trying
leader.
To keep it calm and not, you know, right off the bat.
All right. Isabella, hi.
They call me. Hi.
Hey, Isabella.
How old are you, Isabella?
Six.
I don't think you can see this movie. Are you trying to win these passes for your mom or dad?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Let's see how this goes.
What do you call a fairy that doesn't take a bath?
What?
A Stinkerbell.
That was good. Stinkerbell! That's good.
All right, Isabella, that's very good. What did that get?
93.2.
She's adorable.
So is that higher than Jasmine?
No.
Okay, what was Jasmine's again?
95.4.
All right.
Keep these jokes coming.
And screen them and make sure they're at least 10. Chelsea.
That was cute, though.
Listening in Indy, what's going on?
Good morning, guys.
Are you going to be able to break the record of 95?
Let's do this.
I think so.
Let's hear your joke.
All right. Why did Sally fall off the swing?
Why?
Because she didn't have any arms. Knock, knock.
What? I kind of feel bad laughing at that.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Not Sally.
I like that. I like that.
How could you laugh at those?
No,
those are so
bad.
Offensive.
I know.
No, that was a good one, Chelsea. I like that, too.
I like that, Chelsea.
So far, she's...
Out of the box.
She's winning with 102.9.
She was thinking out of the box there.
All
I
right.
Like that.
Then it comes down to Jayla. Sally. Hey, Jayla.
Hey.
All right. You've heard everybody else. This is up to you. You could win these Joker tickets. You just got to make Mackenzie laugh really loud. Maybe tinkle. We'll see.
Whoa. Bonus points.
Okay. Are you ready?
Ready.
Let's do it.
Okay. If athletes get athlete's butt, what do elves get?
I'm afraid to ask.
Mistletoes.
That's fun.
I'm laughing at myself right now.
I actually laughed inside really loud. I didn't want to laugh out loud to mess up the reader, but I laughed.
I liked that. That was good. Joe!
I'm sorry.
You're too tough.
Where are the funnies at?
That was a 92.1, so that means Chelsea is the winner, 102.9.
Chelsea with Sally.
Way to go, Chelsea.
Hers was the two-parter. The two-parter joke.
All right, contain that excitement. Don't you get too loud, Chelsea. You're the winner of Joker Movie Passes. You're going to get to go see that. Thanks to our friends at Fandango. It comes out this Friday, October 4th.
And thanks to the little cutie who gave that joke, the Stinker Bell. That was darling. But you can't go see Joker because it's not for you. But I loved her.
That is the highest one right there. Happy Thursday morning. Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. You got Joe McKenzie. Little Web Girl's on vacation. Should be back tomorrow, so hope she's having a good time. And producer Pork Top, intern Chloe, the whole gang hanging out this morning.
Gang's
with you.
All here. Woo!
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 833-563-2539. The question is, what lie did you tell your kids? And that could be maybe you as a parent currently telling that white lie, that little fib, just so you know you don't have to do something. Or for yourself, your parents told you when you were a little bit younger. The reason I even wanted to talk about this is I saw this story. It said if you lie to your kids, they're going to lie more as adults.
Really?
Yeah. Researchers asked nearly 400 young adults whether their parents lied to them when they were children and how much they lie to their parents now and how well they adjusted to kind of the adulthood challenges that happen. They found those who reported being lied to more as a kid were more likely to report lying to their parents as adults. They also said they faced greater difficulty in meeting social challenges as an adult. So I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think lying is a necessity, right, Mackenzie, as a parent? You gotta lie a little every now and then. Come on, a little white lie, a little fib.
I don't lie that much.
You haven't
to her.
Lied
no.
to your daughter at all about anything?
No. I'm just not that parent. I'm pretty transparent with her. Although I know a bunch of liars. So now I'm like going at the psychology of it. I'm like, wow, they must have been lied to when they were little.
But okay, maybe we're making this way negative than it needs to be. For example, my mom, and I know other people have done this because I've heard other people talk about this. You ever have an ice cream truck come by as a kid?
Yeah.
My mom said when the thing was going do-do-do-do-do, like the music was playing, she's like, oh, that means they're out of ice cream.
That's perfect.
I'm like, Mom!
And then when you found out, how did you feel?
Crushed.
Right?
Sad. I've been hitting up every ice cream truck I could since then. But that's an example, though, of a lie that my parent told me as a kid, and now it's an actual thing that I guess I'm kind of a liar, aren't I?
Well, when we were growing up, I remember my dad would tell my sister and I, because my little sister was really little, but that there was this little like farmhouse or little like shack, if you will. And he, like our bedtime story, he would tell us that a little like a witch lived in there.
What?
Now I'm thinking it was terrifying, but we could see it because we lived in like the suburbs. But if you looked over the field, you know, way yonder, there was this little shack, and he would make up stories about a witch that lived there and like a crazy old lady.
Well, that doesn't sound traumatizing.
It was, like, very terrifying.
Let's talk to Liz this morning at 833-563-2539. Hey, Liz. Liz, what's going on? You're on the air right now. What's your story?
My story is that when my daughter was a little girl, we had neighbors that were Chinese, and they had bunnies in their yard. And the bunnies, my daughter would go and play with the bunnies every day. And one day when she came home from school, the bunnies were hanging upside down on the clothesline for dinner that evening. And so my daughter didn't understand what was happening, and I told her the bunnies were sleeping.
I think a lot of parents do that, like when they have an animal that passes away or something. But yeah, like especially neighbors, if you live on a farm or near a farm, like chickens, for example, my farmers across the street, my neighbors, they had animals all the time they were preparing to eat.
Oh, yeah. And little kids, that can be very traumatizing. I've said this before. I wanted a baby chick so badly when I was in kindergarten as a pet because my friend got one. And my mom said, no, honey, they only can live on farms. They can't exist in houses. And then, like, my best friend got one for Christmas.
You're like, what the cock-a-doodle-doo is this?
I just wanted a baby chick, but she's like, I'm not dealing with that becoming a chicken.
833-563-2539. Would like to hear the lies that you told your kids, or maybe you were told when you were a youngster. 833-563-2539. Snoo! Not as good as Pharrell. Hey, good morning. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Liv the Web Girl on Vacation, and producer Pork Chop. We got intern Chloe hanging out. And you can always be part of the show at 833-563-2539. Coming up in less than 5 minutes or so, we're going to get into your dummy of the day. Taking your calls at 833-563-2539. What lie did you tell to your kids, or maybe something that your parents told to you? Let's go to Caitlin this morning. Caitlin, what was the lie?
Me? Yes, Caitlin.
Yes, Caitlin, what was the lie?
Okay. So it actually wasn't from my parents. It was from my older sister and my cousin. But they made up a game called Off the Heatie where they told me whoever got hit in the head with the ball most won. So I used to, like, sit in the middle of a room and let my sister and all my older cousins throw a basketball at my head because I thought that I was winning.
Whoa!
Oh, yeah. Boy. Did you ever get a headache?
Yeah, all the time. I probably had so many concussions as a kid, but I was winning the game, so I was fine.
So she was fine.
We're going to have to play that game when Liv gets back tomorrow.
Oh, no way. You're terrible.
You win.
My parents, or I don't know if it was my parents. Somebody told me that if you kiss a boy, because I had braces, if you kiss a boy with braces, you get locked together. It probably was my parents.
Did it happen?
No, because I didn't want to get locked in.
Caitlin, thank you for calling in this morning. Danielle, hey, what was the lie that was told?
Hi, good morning. So I actually lie to my child and tell him that when he lies to me, his ears will turn red.
Ooh.
So when he goes to lie, he covers his ears.
Smart.
Oh, giving away the lie instantly.
Yeah.
So now you know.
You are wise,
the
Danielle.
The Pinocchio effect.
Hey, thank you for calling us. Caitlin, what was the lie that was told?
Mom, actually, it was from my sister. And there's a 6-year age gap between us. So when I was like 6, she was 12, obviously. And we had separate bathrooms. I would use my mom. She would use hers. She would tell me that there was a little pirate that lived in her toilet. So every time I would go use her bathroom, it would get me. So I never used her bathroom because I was scared of that little pirate.
That's genius.
Arr, protect your booty.
Genius.
Caitlin, thank you for calling in. 833-563-2539. Let's wrap things up with Brandy. We're talking about lies that you were told as a kid. Brandy, what's the lie?
Hi, my brother actually told my children that dragonflies are real dragons. And they're like, nuh-uh. And he's like, yeah, totally. And they go, then how come there's no big dragons around? He goes, because there's dragon hunters. When they get too big, people hunt them down. They're real. And they believed it for like 3 years.
Perfect.
Then came Game of Thrones. They're like, you're right. You're right, Uncle. You're right.
Exactly. And he was like, you guys have heard of dragons, right? I'm like, yeah. I mean, they were sold.
I love that. And that's a cute little lie. That's not hurting anybody. Hey, Brandy, thank you for calling in this morning. We really do appreciate it.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Okay, this one's a mom gone wild. A 40-year-old mom in Louisiana. Well, she grew suspicious that her man, her husband, as a matter of fact, was cheating on her. And things finally came to a head this past week when she started to pistol whip her husband.
What?
Now, she didn't have like a 9mm or a 45. She did have a gun, though. A Nerf gun.
Okay.
Yeah, she had two of her kids' Nerf guns. He said that she accused him of cheating, and they started arguing back and forth. And then he says without any warning at all, she grabbed the plastic guns and started hitting him in the head.
Oh.
By the way, the Nerf darts don't hurt, but those little plastic things are solid.
They do.
Yeah, then he ran out of the house. She chased him down the street. When police showed up, she was in the driveway, still holding a Nerf gun in each hand, which, by the way, not good. Police might mistake that for a real firearm.
This is a terrible idea. You never want to do this. I want to ask, what was she so upset about?
Well,
Did she walk in on something?
Well, yeah, she just suspected. So I'm wondering, what was the suspicion of?
Right.
I mean, did somebody say, hey, I saw your man? Did you get a DM? Did you find an email exchange?
She clearly lost it.
Yeah, she admitted, yeah, I attacked him for cheating. He ended up with some minor scrapes and cuts in his face and arms. Now she's facing charges for domestic battery and child endangerment because the kids were there at the home when it actually happened.
Oh, that's not good. It's terrible.
Yeah, so beware of Nerf guns. Boy, those things can cause some damage. That right there is your dummy of the day here on Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. The number to join in our conversation. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Liv the Web Girl on vacation. She'll be back tomorrow. And producer Pork Chop and intern Chloe hanging out. What things should you not be allowed to do in public? This video is disgusting, and it's gone viral. It's an account, I think, Mackenzie, you follow, called Passenger Shaming.
Yeah, so if you don't follow it on Instagram, sometimes it can be gross, but it's really pretty funny when people are inappropriate and annoying when you're flying or whatever. People snap photos and videos, and it's on Passenger Shaming.
And it's just gross things that people do. It's like, it's okay if you do that in the privacy of your own home. I'm not judging you for that, but bro, we're in a public space, and that's funky. What had happened? Well, how about this? A woman in this video was on a train with another man. She's leaned over his foot, and what is she doing?
Oh, no.
She's clipping this man's funky toenails. As a matter of fact, I don't care if you got the cutest toes in the world and they're not all funky and like athlete's foot style.
Ew.
You cannot, in a public space that includes work, that includes on a train or a plane or a bus, clip somebody's toe or fingernails. You just don't do that,
yeah,
right?
That's absolutely disgusting. That's something you do in the privacy of your home, preferably in the restroom.
Yeah, 833-563-2539. I want to hear from you. What would you add to this list? And probably something you've seen or dealt with. You're like, listen, you should not do this in public. Do it at home. Mackenzie, have you witnessed anything? Because I feel like women sometimes can be even grosser than guys with things that they'll do.
Sometimes. Have I witnessed? Yes, I've witnessed tons of things. I witnessed someone shaving their underarms.
What?
Waiting for, like, you know, when you're at your gate,
yeah,
to get on
at
a plane.
Airport?
Someone is by the windows, like when you look out onto your plane, shaving their under their arms. I was like, that's really interesting. I mean, I get you don't want to miss your plane, but I've seen all kinds of weird, gross stuff that people do.
Now,
it's weird. The older I get, and I love people. I'm a people person. I'm super energetic, but it's interesting, the older I get, I just don't want to be around people.
Yeah,
I find a lot of people just really disturbing.
Was this a person that was like using a trimmer, or was it a razor?
It was electric, which I think is kind of hard under your arms. Yeah, but I was like, is that really happening right now? It's interesting.
Wait, was this in the bathroom or actually?
No, it was at the gate, like before you get in the gate. No one had lined up yet, but they were just doing it. I'm like, is that seriously happening? Very interesting.
Yeah, it's like, am I in the Twilight Zone right now? 833-563-2539.
Tweezing nose hairs, I've seen that before. Like, on a plane, someone next to me had a mirror up under their nose, and they're just yanking them out.
Can't you, okay, if you're going to do that on a plane, you shouldn't. Can't you just go into the bathroom?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you could.
Am I crazy?
That would be optimal.
Okay. What have you seen in public? You're like, you know what? Let's do that at home in private. 833-563-2539. What things should you not be allowed to do in public? This is something we saw on an Instagram account called Passenger Shaming. And this woman was leaning over, I'm assuming her boyfriend or husband, and she was clipping his toenails on a train. And these things were shooting like ting, ting. They're going everywhere.
That's so gross.
I mean, just disgusting. 833-563-2539. What thing should not be allowed to be done in public? Let's go to Carolyn this morning. What do you have, Carolyn?
Good morning.
What do you
Good
got?
Good morning.
All right, let's hear them.
Okay, we're sitting at a restaurant and we're eating, and a person is picking food out of their teeth.
Ew.
With one of those toothpick things.
Oh, yeah.
Can you please not do that while somebody else is still trying to eat? Go to the bathroom.
Did they find any gold or no?
I don't know. I was just trying to stomach it so that I could finish my meal. It was disgusting.
Ew.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning, Carolyn. Yeah, we agree that's kind of funky. Michelle, what do you think people should not do in public? Kind of gross.
Don't pull your hairbrush out of your purse and start brushing your hair in a public area.
Ooh.
Now explain to me, as a bald man, why is that?
Okay, I don't know. Other women maybe, and maybe not so much for men, but like my hair sheds like crazy.
Yes.
And if you're brushing your hair in a public place, your hair is going to be everywhere.
That's a good point, especially like at a restaurant or something around food.
And I see people do it all the time. Like they'll brush their hair where they just whip a brush out of their purse and start brushing their hair. Keep that to the bathroom.
There you go.
Michelle, your point has been taken. We're writing it down on our list.
Yes.
Hey, Marissa, thank you for calling in. What things should you not be allowed to do in public?
Okay, so I was literally just in Walmart like 10 minutes ago, and a woman was walking around casually barefoot.
Oh, why? I thought they had like no shoes, no shirt, no service.
I don't know. I mean, I've gone in there to do that before, but I broke my flip-flop, so I was trying to get shoes. She was just walking around the grocery section, browsing things barefoot.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Hopefully she bought some shoes there.
I don't know. She didn't look like she was on her way to.
Like she had no intention of that.
Yeah, she's like, I'm going somewhere else. Thank you, Marissa. Amanda, we'll wrap things up with you. What would you say we need to add to this list of things you should not be allowed to do in public?
You should not be allowed to wash your feet in the sink at work.
Wait a minute.
Ew.
Hold on. I think that's obvious. Are you saying that happened at your job?
Yes, it did.
You're busted, times. Joe. She works upstairs in our building.
Oh, gosh. What do you do? Like, what kind of work?
I work in a warehouse, and we're there 10 hours a day, but I don't see me ever washing my feet in the sink in front of everyone.
What's the purpose? Do you guys get stuff on your feet? I don't understand why they would wash them.
I don't understand either. I don't know what's going on that they need to be doing that. Doesn't make sense to me.
Well, that's disgusting.
Yeah, thanks for that funky update, Amanda. We appreciate it. If you got anything else, you can tweet us, Radio Now AM Show, and let us things that you've seen in public. You're like, guys, no longer, please, don't ever do that one again. That's going to do it for a Thursday edition of Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. You can check it out online, RadioNowIndy.com. Of course, we put some stuff up on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9. And the Morning Show, we use Twitter and Instagram as our big social media. So go follow Radio Now AM Show. You can find everybody up there.
We prefer MySpace.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. So looking forward to having Liv the Web Girl back tomorrow. She should be here unless she takes a longer vacay. We'll get Liv Sports Minute also tomorrow. Song of the day. It's going to be a battle of dishwash soap, I guess, or whatever. Cascade.
If you missed it earlier, our producer Porkchop, and we love him. Nah, he wins all the time, though, with sometimes bangers and sometimes very questionable songs. So we had a huge debate. And so now tomorrow we have proclaimed. By the way, I was today years old when I learned it was Cascada.
It's Cascade.
Anyway, so that's it's a Cascade Friday.
Yeah, also a Freestyle Friday. I will take Liv on and throw her down when it comes to the beats. Joker movie passes, we'll hook you up with that.
This is going to be really fun. We're going to do the Wheel of Accents. Okay, so our lovely intern, Chloe here, has a beautiful British accent, and producer Porkchop was shocked that she's been here 11 years, still has the accent. So we're going to see if you can trick us. We're going to do real or fake. You got to tell us if your accent is real or fake, and then we're
going
to guess.
What do you got going on today, Mackenzie?
I am going to go get my hair did. I'm so excited. That's one of my favorite things to do. And then my little Lucy has gardening club, which is like the cutest thing ever. So I'm going to pick her up after she is done with gardening club, and we're going to have a lovely afternoon. What about you guys?
That's dope. I think we're doing photos tomorrow. I don't know. So I got to go get my hair. I've been so like lazy. I'm going to get my head shaved and then my beard trimmed up so you can see my lips too. I'm going to get my mustache taken care of.
Oh,
and
my
then
gosh. Yes. I can't wait. I feel like you're going to tame the beard.
Oh, no, I'm keeping it long. It's just you're going to get, like, so you can see my lips here, like my actual mouth.
Are you going to take some length off the bottom?
No.
Why don't you just make it to your face so it doesn't, like, protrude down the
Mackenzie,
front?
Are we dating?
No, I'm giving you suggestions.
So you're saying I don't look good?
No, I'm saying I'd love to see that look on you.
All right, well, maybe one day. Until then, that's kind of what I got going on. What about you, Porkchop?
I'm good. Today's Thursday, so you know what that means. You know what that means, right, Joe? You gonna cue the music?
Fine, I'll play your Family Feud trivia.
Yes, Family Feud trivia at the Britain Tavern in Fishers. I am so excited to do that tonight.
All right, well, hey. Oh, okay. He's giving me all these like hand signals here.
Something's happening.
I don't know what he's doing.
Hey, I really have some great news, though.
What is your great news?
Tomorrow's Friday. We have made it to the weekend. We're almost there, so you can get through this day and then join us tomorrow as we celebrate going into the weekend.
All right, well, hey, we can't do any of that unless you get out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, producer Porkchop, and intern Chloe, let's say goodbye.
Bye! Bye.